32. Faintly the voice chanted under the fiery green trees at noon. 9, 10, 11, 12. Douglas moved slowly across the lawn. Tom, what you countin'? 13, 14, shut up. 16, 17, cicadas. 18, 19, cicadas. Oh, hell! Tom unsqueezed his eyes. Hell, hell, hell!
Better not let people hear you swearing.
Hell, hell, hell is a place, Tom cried. Now I got to start all over. I was counting the times the cicadas buzz every 15 seconds. He held up his $2 watch. You time it, then add 39, and you get the temperature at that very moment.
He looked at the watch, one eye shut, tilted his head, and whispered again.
1, 2, 3.
Douglas turned his head slowly, listening. Somewhere in the burning bone-colored sky, a great copper wire was strummed and shaken. Again and again the piercing metallic vibrations, like charges of raw electricity, fell in paralyzing shocks from the stunned trees.
7, counted Tom. 8.
Douglas walked slowly up the porch steps. Painfully he peered into the hall. He stayed there a moment, then slowly he stepped back out on the porch and called weakly to Tom. It's exactly 87 degrees Fahrenheit.
27, 28. Hey, Tom, you hear me? I hear you. 30, 31. Get away. 2, 3, 34. You can stop counting now. Right inside on that old thermometer, it's 87 and going up, without the help of no katydids. Cicadas. 39, 40. Not katydids. 42, 87 degrees. I thought you'd like to know. 45, that's inside, not outside. 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. 53 plus 39 is 92 degrees. Who says? I say. Not 87 degrees Fahrenheit, but 92 degrees Spalding.
You and who else? Tom jumped up and stood red-faced, staring at the sun.
Me and the cicadas, that's who. Me and the cicadas.
You're outnumbered.
92 degrees Spalding, by gosh.
They both stood looking at the merciless, unclouded sky like a camera that is broken, and stare shutter-wide at a motionless and stricken town, dying in a fiery sweat. Douglas shut his eyes and saw two idiot suns dancing on the reverse side of the pinkly translucent lids.
1, 2, 3.
Douglas felt his lips move. 4, 5, 6. This time the cicadas sang even faster.